The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's a Thursday, and Nicola's not feeling the most cheerful in the world, are you, Nicola?
I'm not.
Is it do a stock market? Is it do a crypto?
No, it's not.
Is it do a lawnmowers?
Even though it can be.
Is it do a lawnmowers?
Might be. Yeah, it might be.
You know, we got
to get people in this country to. Anyway.
You want someone to cut your grass? Listen, we got a cracking lawnmower. We are. I don't make this, but it's been going for years now. It works. I should. Do you want to buy it?
I don't think any lawnmower. Like, my lawnmower has been in the shop for so long. I don't think anything's going to cut my grass except a strimmer now.
Well,
thank you.
Get a man in. Get a man in. Do that. And,
I got a man in. He should have started on Monday, but he's so far. He's only done 1 week. One day, and that was yesterday.
So where is he?
He didn't show up again today.
Maybe he's lost in your grass. Have you gone and check? Go and check at the back. He's in there. Oh, I can't see anything. The grass is too high. Yeah, it's like a jungle out there.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, let's get the charts up, Nick. Let's get the charts up there on the screen. Let's get them
charts
up there.
Charts are up.
I can't see anything. I want to see his Vox Markets. Oh, there we are. There we are.
Okay.
I'm on a lag there because we're in different parts of the country, maybe. Different parts of the internet world.
There's always a lag.
I know there's always a lag, yeah. Do you like a lag?
Not really, no. Do you?
I don't mind a lagged pipe. That always works, but it didn't work this winter with the beast from the east. It froze our internal...
Because
we had a pipe that goes out of the building, down the side of the building we had, but apparently we should have done it inside, it'd be easier. But it's condensate pipe, you know, condensation goes out of it from the boiler in the attic, and, of course, it drips with water. But,
oh, my God, that'll shut your boiler down.
Yeah, but it was sub-zero. It doesn't happen very often. It was sub-zero for 3 days in a row. And that's even during the day. So that very rarely happens. So everything going down, and obviously sub-zero, water freezes. So literally blocked that up and shut our heating down. It was freezing. I had to go up there with a hairdryer up the pipe. It was ridiculous. It's like a 30-foot pipe. I had to go up there with a hairdryer. Anyway. Asia Met Resources. Arse is the ticker there.
Asia Met Resources.
Yeah, talking about double bottoms and stuff. Let's look at arse. But I got to say... Asia Met just released a massive drill in the Butong, which is their big asset, massive porphyry asset in Indonesia. And they just drilled about 600 and something odd metres down. That's massive, really. But there was mineralisation, copper mineralisation, all the way to the bottom. The drill isn't big enough. And they can say, we can get a 1,000 metre drill now and probably still encounter decent copper mineralisation. So it's like phenomenal amount of copper they got down there. And they just sent a tweet out saying... I think we need a bigger boat. You know, I think we need a bigger drill. It's like Jaws. They just need a bigger drill, as if 600 metres wasn't enough. So an excellent result. Good intercepts all the way down. And so it looks very promising that the Butong resource, which is big anyway, will get even bigger. So arse. Nick, what are you reckon?
Hello. So arse.
Hello.
In November of 2017, we made a high at 12.35, 12.4, and that's become a real kind of resistance level. And we can see that since April and May and June, that's our resistance level. It's also 50% of the drop. So from the high that we made in March to the low that we made at the end of May, that's the 50%. So we're looking for signs that this pullback and correction is over, and we're going to resume the uptrend in ARS. And this 12.3 level is key. If we can get a daily close above 12.3, then we will go back to the highs at 14.7, and my target is 18.5, and I've got two kind of projected targets that line up there. But this 12.3 level is key. The support is, immediate support is at 11.5, but we may go back to the bottom of this kind of consolidation range, maybe make a little bit of an inverted head and shoulder, and the pattern then support would be around 11. So look for support between 11 and 11.5, and a close above 12.3 takes us to 18.
Yeah, do you know what? This share price on this hasn't moved a lot. I'm just thinking people are not understanding the significance of this, right? Because this makes Asia Metz Bitong an asset that is worthy of a big player. You know, because copper is going into deficit. And yet, look at it now, it's down by 1%. Are you kidding? The big boys will be sniffing around this like crazy. Like a dog on heat, you know. I mean,
yeah.
Because now it's, you know, copper. We're going. Copper is the commodity. Next 5-10 years, it is the commodity, and they've got
copper was a little bit soft today. I noticed that as well when I was looking earlier, relative to silver, say. But you know, copper's quite sensitive to the broader stock market as well. So.
Yeah, no, it is.
But bigger picture, copper, I think, should go higher. I agree with you.
Well, are you kidding? I've read so many articles on copper about the quality of mines, the size of mines coming on, the grades are going down. You've got the EV revolution. Even on traditional demand alone, right, copper would be in deficit. But you add the EV thing to it, and copper, electric vehicles take about 3 times as much copper, there's going to be a major problem with copper supply over the next 5-10 years. And this seems like it's a world-class decent asset. There's very few big assets coming online, copper assets, and Asia Met now looks like they have one that the big boys would be liking. Okay, so let's go to the next one.
Okay.
I don't think people are catching on that. Audio Boom, relisted today, readmitted today, whatever you call it. But this is off the back of some bad news for them, really. The acquisition didn't go ahead. They're going to, it was a reverse takeover, really, of Triton. But they've announced some good news as well. They're doing a Formula One podcast, Lewis Hamilton may be on it. And they've also just started to put this stuff on Spotify. There's an agreement with Spotify. Now, Spotify is massive, isn't it? Because all these smart speakers.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, all these smart speakers around pretty much connect to Spotify. But they've been manually, and I've talked to actually Rob's on the podcast, the CEO, they've been manually inserting their material or stuff on Spotify. Now, they haven't done a lot of it, about 1%, but they've noticed a 10% increase on the traffic from that 1% inventory they've put on Spotify. Now they've got the API, it can be done automatically, they can whack all of it via Spotify. So you would think they're going to see a massive increase in traffic here. So we'll wait and see. But boom, it's gone down because they've done a placing as well. And obviously some people are maybe getting out, whatever, or the news and all that stuff. But it's been suspended for a while, but it's back in and it's dropped quite big today. What do you reckon, Nicola?
I reckon that this could be, you can see since the start of 2016, we're in this range trade. So the low of our range is 1.8 and the high of our range is 3.8. And we've been bouncing literally back and forward in this range. So, you know, when you want to see a correction, a good sign of a correction that we're going to hold the midline in this consolidation range and carry on higher is an ABC correction where you see two equal measured moves. So if we don't make a new low below today's low, and if we can rally from here and recover the daily 200 moving average at 2.7, I think it's a good chance that we've done that ABC correction. So the swing lower from November to the December lows is equal to the swing lower that we've just made. In that case, I think we can rally. Otherwise, if we close below that 200 moving average, if we close below 2.5, I think that we could see further downside and we'll carry on lower to retest the bottom of the range at 1.8.
Okay. All right. 1.8, eh? Okay. So listen, decent news from Motive Bio, one of the most liked bits of news today on Vox. In fact, Asia Met stole the top spot. But one of the most liked bit of news from Motive Bio, they have announced the completion of submission of a new drug application, an NDA, to the US Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, an NDA to the FDA. Yes, we're done. You know what I'm saying? So what do you reckon on MTFB, Nick? They've done an NDA to the FDA.
I was a bit disappointed we came back here, you know, in May, because this double bottom low I was really quite optimistic about against the December low and the low we made in March. But we've made a higher low this time. And if we look, since we dropped below the daily 20 and the daily 50 moving average, which happened on the 4th of May, that's been resistance and resistance. And for the last like 8 days in a row, we've tested that daily 20 moving average and haven't been able to get above it. And today we've broken out of this kind of four early wedge consolidation. And as long as we close above 32 then we should see continued upside. There is some resistance at 33.50, but 35 is where we should go next. That's the daily 200 moving average. It's pretty good support and resistance in this stock. I think if we get above 35, we have made a bottom and we should fly. But bear in mind, we are in a kind of bigger wedge, and there's a number of ways to draw this, but potentially we could just be testing it here. And so, yeah, I think clear these daily moving averages and we should see some really good upside in this stock. Now, where are we going to go back to? I would say at least 50% of this first target anyway would be at least for 50% of the drop. And that takes us back to the 40 level and above 40 level new highs.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. Valerix. Val, all right, Val, are you my dear? Well, Valix, she's announced a Val 401 update. And they're just saying, basically, the clinical stage biotechnology company is pleased to provide an update for Val 401. Clinical trial and data collection is now complete, and the regulatory process is moving towards completion with the clinical study report on schedule for submission. So they're heading towards, essentially, a commercial stage now for Val 401. So they've got an advisory board and all this stuff and do other things. But what do you reckon, Nicola, on the chart of Val? Because a nice little bounce today. I do own some Val, up 27% as I'm looking right now.
Yeah, I had 2.3, 2.25 as really good support for this stock. And so we made a bottom there at the start of April. Mm-hmm. And when we retested it on the 4th of May, I thought, oh, goody, that's it, double bottom. We should fly from here. But we haven't. We've properly retested it and bounced now, though. And here we are above that 20-day moving average, which was sticky resistance, and just above the 200-day today as well. I think this is setting up for a blast off. Looks really good. So I would be looking for a close above 2.8. If we see a close above 2.8, we're going to return to 4.3 in a hurry. But my target for this one is 6.
Is it? Oh, good. So high. This is making you cough, Nicola.
I know. Exciting.
Okay, yes, very exciting. And the last one is a request, of course. Zananga Iron. Ziok. Zananga. What do you reckon?
Zananga. So take a look at this range that we're in and let's mark the levels. Because when we mark the levels, we can see when we get above them that we know we've got it like set up and it's on the move. There's nothing worse than buying something and it just keeps going sideways. So we've been stuck in this range in Ziok. The high of the range is 14. The low of the range is about 10.5. We really need a daily close above 14. That's like the midpoint of this wedge consolidation. If we close above 14, we'll go to 18, which is the top of the range, and a close above 18 is a breakout. And then, believe it or not, my target is 35. We should return to the highs at 25, but the target is 35 for Ziok. But until we can close above this 14 resistance, it's been resistance now for 2.5 months. Until we can close above 14, we're just going to go sideways.
Okay. Now, Nicola, I'm going to say this very quietly, okay? Very quietly indeed. But I don't want to say anything yet, because we've been here before, and it hasn't paid off. But have a quick look at BT. Have a quick look. Don't say anything.
I know, BT.
A bit whisper, but don't say anything, because...
So, weekly chart, BT. So we're in this declining wedge, and we've got this sort of pivot level down here, haven't we, at... the level is 200, the round number 200, and it's the bottom rail of our declining wedge. So we're bouncing off it finally after, 4 weeks of sideways? Hooray! Now, the top rail of our declining wedge is at 235. That's where I think we're headed back to. And so we'll see what happens at 235. We haven't really made a bottom until we break above that, but it's looking good.
Listen, yesterday the chairman's wife bought £204,000 worth of shares. This is on top of another £300,000 earlier in the month. But, you know, I didn't advise. My wife bought some shares.
Do you think she got insider information from the chairman?
But he just says it's cheap, isn't he? Cheap. Listen, every day my missus is asking me to buy the shares back off her, give me the money back, because I've got a contract with my wife that is no risk all reward for her. So the minimum she gets back is what she put in. She's basically twisting my arm every day, nagging me to get the money
she
out.
She wants her money back.
Are you kidding? Yeah, she bought it at £3 or £2.60 and it's gone down and down and down. We bought some more, I think £2.35. Every day she's nagging me. She said, I want my money back. So I wrote a contract out. I said, end of the year, on the 31st, last trading day of the year, I will give you what you put in. But and I said, I'll take any profit above that. I think it'll be in profit by the end of the year. But every day she wants money back. She doesn't like it. I want my money back. I want my money back. Said, you can't have your money back. Stop it. But I mean, I mentioned to her yesterday the chairman's wife has bought £204,000 of the shares, and she says, does she want to buy my shares off me? I said, I doubt it, because she bought them for £2.04. You bought yours for £2.60. But she's got no sense of humour, my wife, about the stock plan, the money going there, because it's the kid's money, and essentially, you know, I've blown up her account. So, but listen, there's no risk to her. I give the money back. But every day she says she wants her money back. Anyway, here we are, Nick. Thanks for that.
Anyway, Sean Diller agrees with you about copper, by the way. I think you're right, Sean Diller. I agree about copper too.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it'll ever be the new gold. You tell your missus that, Sean. If you've got your missus, they're going to buy you a nice copper ring. She will not be impressed with that, you know what I'm saying? And even if you try to say, no, it's the new gold, dear. She, I don't care. Get me the original gold, yeah, the old gold. I don't want it to be the new gold. I don't want a copper ring on my finger. I want gold. So there we go. So just try it.
The copper comes off, rubs off, doesn't it? A little tarnish and make your finger go green. So yes. That wouldn't be very popular.
Let's do that, Sean. Try that. Come back to us, see how it works out for you. All right? Lovely stuff. Nick, thanks for that. And you can see the video of this at voxmarkets.co.uk/...
Blog. Blog, blog, blog.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Nicola.
Bye-bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.